You are listening to the Nonprofit Insiders Club, the place for new and small nonprofits to learn about funding your mission. Hello, I'm Alicia Mathis, your guide to funding your mission. Today, we are going to talk about a guide to integrated appeal campaigns. Now, I know you need funds to serve your clients. If you're new and small, that is probably one of the top things on your mind. And one way is to have a successful fundraiser, and that is through a multi-channel appeal. Now, what is a multi-channel appeal? It is a letter requesting funds, and it integrates with email, web marketing, and direct mail. Now, this type of campaign is right for anyone who has the ability to send letters by direct mail, an email service provider or ESP, a website, and mailing and email list. Now, if you have those things, you are set. This is going to be a perfect campaign for you. And I know this sounds expensive, and if you are struggling financially, it seems like a big risk. But in reality, this strategy is not as risky as you might think. When you combine your email, direct mail, and website, you typically receive a 37% response rate. Now, that is higher than using any other one channel by itself. So you're really doubling your money on this. All right. I hear you. You're saying, but it costs money. Yes, but it doesn't cost as much as you think. I price the direct mail pieces on officedepot.com and have the breakdown in just a few minutes. I want to move on to email. And it's really not expensive if you already have an email service provider. And why not increase your return on investment in your ESP? And if you followed the 9-step action guide, you already have a website. So again, allowing your website to work for your fundraising goals helps increase the return on your website investment. So really, the only direct cost associated with this campaign is going to be that appeal letter. So I went to officedepot.com and priced out these things for you. So let's walk through this. I priced 150 letters. And the letters were printed on letterhead, black and white, double-sided, 28-pound paper. It was $27 for 150 letters. Now, if you don't have letterhead already printed, you can have the letter printed with your letterhead. If your logo or letterhead is in color, now the cost of the letter is going to go up. It's not going to be that much more expensive, but it will be a little bit more expensive. If you don't do a double-sided letter, if you only have a one-pager, then your cost will go down. So it's going to really depend on what your appeal looks like. But I recommend a double-sided letter, and so that's what I went with. All right, so you're going to need a reply device. A reply device is something that you send out and then have them fill out and send back in to you with their donation. So that's what I mean by reply device. And I priced a printed black and white, single-sided, on cardstock. This would be 3-2 a page, and that was $13.50 for 150. Now, like I said, I put the reply device 3-2 a page, so you're going to have to get it cut into thirds. I would go ahead and spend the money and pay the $15 that it takes for them to cut it. If you want to save that money and do it yourself, that is okay. You can do that. All right, then I looked at number 10 envelopes to use as the outer envelope. This is what you're going to stuff everything into. A box of 250 was $20. And I looked at a number 9 return envelopes. Now, this would be what comes back to you with the reply device and the donation. And a box of 500 was $30.29. So for you can have all of your direct mail pieces done at Office Depot for $105.79. You don't have to go to Office Depot. It was just somewhere very easy for me to look up and find the pricing. So we have $105.79 for all the pieces for your direct mail appeal, and that's for 150 letters. So let's look at the potential return on investment. If you send out 150 letters, you send an email, and you sync your website to the campaign message, your potential response rate is 37%. Now the math looks like this. You have 150 letters that go out, 37% come back, so you have 55 replies. If your average donation is $25, 55 times 25 equals $1,375 in donations that come back to you. Now, let's look at how much money now you're going to have to put back into your program. So you got in $1,375 in donations. You spent $105.79 on your direct mail appeal. So that leaves $1,269.21 in your as profit that you can put back into your mission. So that's pretty good. You haven't spent a whole lot of time doing this, and not a whole lot of money. You've got a really good return on investment this way. Now, do note that online donations will have a fee associated with the donation, and this will lower the amount of money you can put back into your mission. I did not include that because it really depends on who you're using to get your online donations as to how much they charge. All right, so how do we do this? Well, you will need to sync all your messages and design a campaign that allows your donors to give online and by mail. You're going to use your website as your hub, and you'll have something on your website that allows people to give. You're going to use your email and your direct mail. They're going to have the same message, and they are going to either have people giving by direct mail, or you're going to head them over to your online giving option. And that's how you integrate a campaign. So if you are signed up for the email list, check your email with a complete campaign, including a sample appeal letter, reply device, and all your online messages. If you are a member of the Facebook group at the top, Small Nonprofit Leaders, you have a how-to guide that goes into more depth in how to set this campaign up. If you would like either one of those freebies, I am going to put in the show notes the links to both those, to the email and to the group. Go ahead, sign up, join up, and you can have those freebies too. All right, well, that's all I have for this edition, and I hope to see you next week. Bye for now. Have a good week.